Malati is a transcendental trickster. She gets us into difficult situations that we somehow have to figure out how to get out of. So we're reading Prahlad Maharaj pacifies the Lord with prayers. And in this canto, we are seeing this verse in the context that Prahlad Maharaj has witnessed the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev. And so many demigods were there, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and so many demigods. And they were all afraid of this fierce form of the Lord because no one had ever seen the Lord's personified anger in that way before. So they put this little five-year-old boy up to pacify the Lord, and he was able to do so because he had such deep love for the Lord. So one of his statements was, by authorized Vedic knowledge, one can see the forms of cause and effect in the cosmic manifestation. And these forms belong to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the cosmic manifestation is its energy. And that takes us back to at the very beginning of creation, when Lord Brahma, who is called Swayambhuv, he's self-born, you know, he was not born of an ordinary mother and father, and he tried to understand what was actually his cause. Where did he come from, and why did he exist? And he spent many, many celestial thousands and millions of years trying to ascertain his cause. He turned his head so many times that it is said that he developed four heads from this constant turning, trying to understand and figure out where he came from. He even went down to the lotus stem to try to figure out, where did I come from? What caused me, and why am I here? And eventually, he was given the instruction, tapa, to perform austerity so that he can begin to understand the cause. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining here that there are many different methods of yoga, the silence. Some yogis go for many, many years in silence. Some meditate. Some sit in all kinds of awkward positions. Some do all kinds of austerity. But the only way to understand the Lord is by love. Premanjana Tarita Bhakti Vilochanena. So when your eyes become decorated with the pulp of love, you can understand that Krishna, God, is the cause of all causes. When I first became a devotee, how I became a devotee was my mother was a devotee before I was. And she brought me a Bhagavad Gita, the very first album that Prabhupada put out, and a picture of the Mahavishnu. And I remember looking at that picture for hours saying, is this actually God? You know, does God look like this? And something resonated in my heart that, yes, you know, because we had been raised in the Christian tradition that God was great and God was good, but we had no concept of what God looked like. So Srila Prabhupada brought us what God looks like, how he behaves, what his associates are. So in this way, I could begin gradually by reading Bhagavad Gita to understand the cause of all causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Krishna is the cause and he is the effect. Sometimes we see these two things as separate. You know, there's the cause and then there's the result of the cause. But Prahlad Maharaj, he's one of the 12 Mahajans, one of the great, great authorities in devotional service, is explaining to us that Krishna is both the cause, he is the cause why something happens, and he is the thing that happens. So he's all of that, and all of that is his energy, his Shakti. He's explaining to us that by tuning in to the Lord and understanding that he is the cause of all causes, by beginning to want to desire, Prabhupada says everything is based on desire, to desire to understand this cause of all causes. When I was in Varshana a few days ago, Radhanath Maharaj, we had just come out of the temple, and he said, Krishna Nandini Mataji, did Radharani see you? And I really loved that. I meditated on that all day long. Because most people are always trying to say, I want to see God. But we have to be in a position where we can let God see us. And when he asked me, did Radharani see me, I felt as though I had gotten a blessing from Maharaj. I said, yes, hopefully Srimati Radharani saw me, because this Radha and Krishna is the cause of all causes. They are the root cause of everything. And if we serve them with love and devotion, Bhakti Amam Abhijanati, then we can appreciate that cause of all causes. I just want to share a little story from my history, and then I'm going to turn the mic over to Mother Kamagiri. As I said, when I first came in contact with Srila Prabhupada, it was through the Bhagavad Gita, the very first Krishna album, and this picture of Mahavishnu. And I started chanting 3 rounds every day, because I was living in Chicago, Illinois. I had been a student at the University of Chicago. And for some reason, I thought that that's what my mother said, chant 3 rounds every day, which was ended up being a blessing, because I was all alone by myself, and chanting 16 rounds probably would have been a strange, I don't know if I could do it. But I started chanting 3 rounds every day, and my husband also started chanting 3 rounds every day. And then a young lady who had come to live with us chanted 3 rounds every day. And we were just anxiously calling the Lord. And part of our prayer was that somehow or other Srila Prabhupada would accept us as his disciples. And we ended up, it's many, many details between this story, but we ended up going to Dallas, Texas. And it was a Radhastami, September 12, 1972, that I was initiated and the deities of Radha Kala Chandi were installed. And by Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, very special, special mercy. And what the reason why I'm sharing this pastime with you is because Prabhupada has been so merciful to me in my life and to all of us. We sit here because of Srila Prabhupada. We had no idea of a cause of all causes or any person like that except through Srila Prabhupada. And because he is such a pure representative of the Lord, then he could, you know, give us, he could rub our eyes with the salve that only he had of love, and he could make us begin to desire to understand Krishna. So we owe everything that we ever could be, will be, and can even conceive of being to Srila Prabhupada, because it is through him that we can understand that Radha and Krishna is the cause of all causes, and that we can develop a desire to love the Lord with all of our hearts, which is the only way to actually understand the Lord and the only way to actually appreciate him. Thank you very much.